legislation in North America is calling into question the value of life. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll talk to a ministry about the concerns and prayer needs surrounding the issue. And while we're on the issue of prayer and the value of life, there is such a thing as hope rising. We've got a story today connecting the First Nation, the suicide epidemic, and some good news. So what's the value of a life that is disabled, sick, or dying? That's at the heart of the issue of assisted suicide. Canada recently passed legislation allowing doctor-assisted suicide for the terminally ill, but lawmakers also pushed to include those who are experiencing irremediable suffering. Michelle Noun of Life Matters Worldwide.
That has been the pattern in other places where euthanasia has been legalized, the Netherlands and Belgium especially. They just keep adding to the number of people that would be eligible to be killed.
While some people, doctors included, are fighting back, there is a growing acceptance for human euthanasia worldwide. And for those who believe that mankind was made in the image of God, that's devastating.
We've become a culture that thinks we can eradicate suffering altogether by our own means, and we stop looking at why we suffer. I think many of our cultures have taken God out of the equation.
Suffering is all around us, but our God is powerful enough to work it into something good. Learn more about what you can do when you visit us at missionnews.org. We'll continue on the theme of the value of life. Despite all of the Ukraine stories involving politics and war, there is good news. A simple message is being spoken and heard throughout the country. More from MNN's Chris Lemke.
The life message is being spoken and proclaimed.
Those words from Larissa Proskunis, Life International's Regional Director of Eastern Europe.
God is the giver of life, and pastors and church leaders embrace it.
It's embraced in part not because it's a political or social issue, Proskunis says.
In many places, this issue is not raised at all, but as it is being raised, it is being raised in the context of the church.
And as God stirs the hearts of pastors and church leaders, he's moving in other ways.
The last revolution in Ukraine is actually titled as the Revolution of Dignity, and it was proclaimed in the main square, and the whole Ukraine were able to hear that every man is significant. And when we were grieving the lives that were lost, one of the leaders of society actually said that, yes, we will forever remember those 100, but we should remember the millions of children that are being aborted.
Life International provides resources and training to convey the message of life, the message of the gospel, and lives are being changed. Learn more when you visit their website, lifeinternational.com. I'm Chris Lemke.
And our last story. Suicide rates in Native American young people are nearly 10 times higher than the rest of the United States. And with such a suicide epidemic, you would think that it would be in media outlets and trending hashtags all over the country, but it's not. This week, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries kicked off their Warrior Leadership Summit, a Christian conference for First Nation youth. Ron Hutchcraft says,
one time I asked this question in the main session. I said, how many of you have either attempted suicide, know someone else who's attempted suicide, or lost someone to suicide? Almost every hand in the room went up. Is there any youth conference anywhere where that would be the truth, where it would be almost everyone there? That's why we really have to address the issues that are underlying this hopelessness.
The summit's theme this year is Hope Rising. In years past, about a third of the teens have committed their lives to Christ.
It's about a Jesus who walks into that kind of a world and can heal a wounded heart and restore a broken life and forgive a lifetime of sinful choices, and give people who never thought they had a future, to give them a hope.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. And each week we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations together in prayer. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.